Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Peter Drummy with the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're almost at the new year.
Yes, almost Happy New Year.
And I'm so glad I didn't say Hysterical Society. But
that's what we sometimes say ourselves.
You know, it's interesting. Rob and I were talking a little bit earlier about some of the traditions and Auld Lang Syne, which I still don't quite understand what that means. Tell us a little bit about how this tradition of celebrating the new year, how did this get started? What should we be thinking about?
Well, we should think about something much older than we think. That is, something that goes back to essentially classical times, Greece and Rome, this idea of celebrating the new year. And the new year didn't necessarily mean January 1st, as we understand it. In different places, often the new year was when either the spring planting began, the agricultural new year, or sometimes it was a harvest festival, something more like we would associate with Thanksgiving, would be, the start of the calendar year. But they planted this idea of celebrating the new year right in the middle of the celebration through much of the Christian world of between Christmas and Epiphany, the 12 days of Christmas. So right in the middle of it was this secular holiday, which is kind of peculiar, but as far back as we have records, many of the things we understand that we do today, that some of which we associate with Christmas now, were things that happened around on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
What about this whole idea of going into the new year making resolutions? Is that a relatively new concept?
No, that's a very old concept, in fact. In fact, you find, I think, Romans making resolutions. And this is their, they had named this first month of the year, January, after a god, Janus, a two-faced god who looked forward and backwards. So right as far back as we can go, we have this idea of, on New Year's, looking forward, making resolutions, I will do better or I will accomplish something, but also looking backwards. It's striking that in early New England, you have often relatively solemn reflections upon the year past. Those who are been lost in the, at a time where mortality was more frequent and many younger people left the world over the course of the year, you'd have someone reflecting back upon it. So you had this new hope, Happy New Year's, which people in the 19th century were all saying to each other, and then looking back, reflecting upon the past year. It's also here where Christmas was, it took a long time for Christmas to come into its the form we understand it. They were reservations, religious reservations among the Puritans and the Pilgrims about it, that gift-giving was a strong tradition on New Year's Day rather than Christmas, which was all but ignored for a long period of time. So some things that we associate with one holiday have sort of moved to another holiday.
That's really interesting. I never knew that. And Peter Drummy, you're a regular guest here. I just want to say Happy New Year to you. And thank you so much for adding all this interesting information into what we can tell our listeners. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you again. Again, that's Peter Drummy with the Mass Historical Society.